USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says there's a good chance he will declare a national emergency at the border between the United States and Mexico.
But we will be looking at a national emergency because I don't think anything's going to happen. I think the Democrats don't want border security. And when I hear them talking about the fact that walls are immoral and walls don't work, they know they work.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has announced the U.S. is pulling out of a treaty with Russia that's been a centerpiece of arms control since the Cold War. Secretary of State Pompeo spoke on Friday.
Russia has jeopardized the United States security interests, and we can no longer be restricted by the treaty while Russia shamelessly violates it.
The Labor Department reports the U.S. economy has added 304,000 jobs in January, smashing through expectations for the 165,000 jobs that were expected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Former mayor of Newark and current New Jersey Senator Cory Booker says he's running for president in 2020. The Democrat is joining the very crowded field already, hoping to knock off President Trump. During a news briefing, Booker said he wants to bring us together and not rip us apart. If you're among the people who watch the Super Bowl for commercials, you may find this interesting. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
This year, viewers won't see any ads from the Detroit automakers during the Super Bowl. Chrysler did launch a new ad campaign, but it's fully online with 7 new YouTube videos. Ford and General Motors also sitting this year's Super Bowl out. It's made room for a greater presence of foreign and luxury brand ads, as Mercedes-Benz, whose name is on the Atlanta stadium that's hosting the game, will air a 60-second ad for its new A-Class sedan. Toyota, Kia, and Audi will all air spots, and Hyundai is the game's sponsor.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's amendment urging the U.S. to continue the fight against ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria and Afghanistan is seen as a sharp rebuke to President Trump and his decision to pull troops from Syria. The amendment cleared a procedural hurdle in the Senate by a 68-23 vote. Sean McFate is a professor of strategy at the National Defense University and Georgetown University's School of Foreign Service. He's also the author of a new book titled The New Rules of War. He joined me, and one of the things we discussed was our plan in Syria.
President Trump ran on a platform saying he's going to get our troops out of Afghanistan and Syria and Iraq. There's a bigger question is what are U.S. troops really doing there, and how do we get them out of there responsibly? And I think that's really what the debate is. Do we just pull them out quickly, as Donald Trump sort of suggested, or do we have a more reasoned, slower pullout, or do we never pull them out, as some people seem to suggest? I think, again, Syria is an example of new rules versus old rules. So, by the way, old rules are like World War II. It's conventional war. New rules is what Iran is doing in Syria. One of the rules of war, the new rules, there's 10 new rules of war. One of the new rules of war is that war is going into the shadows. It's going underground. And it's a shadow war. And Iran has taken over much of Iraq and much of Syria in a shadow war against one of their foes, Israel.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.